dad, father, Abba. For many people, this can be a word that brings comfort and peace. But for some, the word dad or father brings a very different type of feeling. Today on the Good Morning Devotional, we're going to talk about that. Good morning. Welcome to the Good Morning Devotional Podcast. I'm Dallas, your host for this morning's podcast. Each week, we try to bring you a devotional at least twice a week designed to encourage you, designed to let you know that you're loved, you're cared for, and that you have a purpose. Today, we're going to be looking at Romans chapter 8, verse 15. It says this, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father." Now, the word Abba, Father, a lot of people like to lean into this and preach about it, and they use the word Abba, and they point out the fact that it's a very intimate, close relationship with the Father. And that's a core aspect of Christianity. But for some people, when you say dad, when you say father, there's some very negative connotations, because to be perfectly honest, there's a lot of people who, when they think of a dad, they don't think of a loving, caring figure. When they think of a dad, when they think of a father, they think of possibly an abuser. They think of somebody who wasn't even there. And this is a harsh reality that is something that is unfortunately growing in, at least where I live here in the United States. But what is a dad? What is a father? What does it mean when he says, Abba, Father? Many years ago, I was in one of my classes at my Bible college, and I remember my professor telling a story about this inner city ministry that was literally in the hood of hoods, ministering to kids. They had a basketball ministry, and it was great. There was a lot of great things happening. And then as they were teaching the kids about who the Lord was, they got to these passages about how God is a father. It put some of these kids off. They didn't know how to interpret them. For some of them, their father wasn't even there. They had no idea who their dad really was. So these missionaries who are working with these kids had to come up with a way to describe the father. And so as they're going through the Lord's Prayer, they had an idea. Because when they sat back and they looked at the culture of what these kids knew, they understood the only person who acted like a true father for many of these kids was actually their social worker. It was the government-ordained person who was in charge of helping these kids through certain situations. All of a sudden, things begin to make a shift in these kids' mindsets when they begin to relate God, Abba Father, to their social worker. They would go to the scriptures and they'd see this thing that says, "Our Father who is in heaven." And the missionary said, "I want you to think about it this way. Our social worker who is in heaven." Now, for some of you who are listening, you're automatically put off by that. How could you say that, Dallas? Well, understand the connotation of a social worker for these kids, the language, brings about the truth of what a father is for these kids. See, a father is someone who cares about you. A father is someone who, yes, he brings correction, but he does it because he sees the best in you, because he thinks that, or he knows rather, that you can do better and you can become something fantastic. So when we look at the scriptures and we see Abba Father, whatever your connotation is, whatever your background history is, I need you to overlay the true biblical sense of a father. God is not some terrible, monstrous person who's ready to just punish you and throw you to the side every chance he gets. He loves you. He cares about you. He wants to see you grow. Why? Because that's what a father does. Thank you for taking time to listen to this Good Morning Devotional Podcast. Do us a favor, if you like this podcast, make sure you leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and wherever else you find this podcast. Why? Because we appreciate it. Also, do us a favor, if you think this will encourage somebody, make sure you share it out with them and let them know that they are loved. Have a great day.